You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Devontae Smith is another one that I think a lot of people aren't viewing Devontae as a potential top 10 wide receiver rest of the season. And I am. And maybe they think when AJ Brown is back, you know, he won't keep going the way he is. But he literally had almost the same exact stat line with and without AJ Brown this season, right? And, you know, there's one key difference, though. And that's when AJ Brown was healthy, Devontae Smith was running a route. He ran a route. He ran 71% of his routes from the slot. And without AJ Brown, the last two games, they moved him outside. And we loved Devontae coming into the year because we thought he was running out of the slot, you know, this year with Kellen Moore and, you know, how much, you know, that is advantageous for wide receivers, especially wide receivers as elite as Devontae Smith. And now that's going to continue with AJ Brown expected to be back this week. And that production for Devontae Smith is just going to be amazing, you know, the rest of the way.
Yeah, he had at least seven catches. He had seven catches actually in all three of his games that he played. It feels like it's been forever since we've been on the field. And I think you can kind of play into that because like everybody forgets what Devontae Smith was doing. He had the concussion in week four, then he goes on bye. Now it's like, okay, it's been 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks it'll be, since we've seen him actually play in a game. That's kind of going to help you make a maneuver for him too in a trade. So I think Devontae Smith, this is a good call. He's going to be productive, especially once he's in that slot role again. Because when he was there earlier this season, like he was doing great. And the target share is going to be there. Yeah, this isn't, it's a 1A, 1B situation right now. Where we've seen it before where it's like AJ Brown's a clear one and Devontae Smith is a two. But the way that Kellen Moore is using them, or I think the way that Kellen Moore wants to use them is going to be much more in line with a 1A, 1B type distribution.
I think AJ Brown still has that high-end wide receiver one upside. I would buy him as well. Like I talked about this before in the show, the past couple of weeks, where people are talking about AJ Brown like in trades, and I'm just like, yeah. Like in terms of like, hey, should I buy AJ Brown for X, Y, and C? I'm like, yeah. Like it's almost been yes 100% of the time for every single question involving AJ Brown. To be honest,
if you're trading like a bunch of players for one, and that one is AJ Brown, you're probably doing something right. You know what I mean?
I've seen crazy trade offers for like crazy low trade offers for AJ Brown, and I'm just like, yeah, do it, because you know people, you know, couldn't because they saw the buy coming up too, so they couldn't, you know, afford maybe not being with AJ Brown or not having a receiver to start, but he's also a buy, right? Jalen Hurts is a buy as well, right? Because he's getting both of his weapons back. He hasn't had his both of his weapons since week one, and he's been relatively getting it done regardless, you know, for the most part for fantasy.
Compared to his standard, he's not getting it done. But from a just general fantasy quarterback standpoint, he's getting
fantasy quarterback. From a real life NFL quarterback, we talked about this so many times. I feel like a broken record when it comes to
What's the word? Nonchalant.
I'm just nonchalant. I'm just not happy with what I've seen from him.
Right.
Whatever. That's a conversation for another day.
Also here, just quick before we move on, again, with the schedule coming up for the Eagles receivers, Devontae Smith and AJ Brown. They have the Browns, right? But then they go Giants, Bengals, Jaguars, Cowboys, Commanders, Rams, Ravens, Panthers. Listen to those matchups.
Wow, like, that's amazing.
They're going to be on fire. Go get them, because that has to be one of the best fantasy schedules for the rest of the season. Like, that's a huge stretch of mainly like top 10, top 8 matchups.